With 15 vetoes, the most ever by a governor in a single session, John Lynch hasn't been shy about wielding his power. Now, Republicans will work to override some of those measures. Two voter identification bills are up. One requires voters to sign a statement saying they declare New Hampshire as their home state. The other requires photo identification to vote. Those without ID would sign an affidavit and have their photo taken. Lawmakers will also vote on a measure that would give a tax credit to businesses that donate to a nonprofit scholarship organization. Supporters say it will expand school choice, while opponents argue such a voucher program would starve public schools of funding. Other votes will look at changes to collective bargaining procedures, so-called partial birth abortions, medical marijuana, and medical malpractice reform. Overriding a veto requires the support of two-thirds of lawmakers in attendance. Republicans hold the needed supermajorities in both the House and Senate. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.